you will note that many of the terms are merely synonyms for the process or state of hypnosis. Attitude. Now, this is the first of these specialized terms. We're using them in a different sense than we usually have. Attitude. These are the viewpoints, the feelings, the beliefs, the goals, the outlook of the subject to be hypnotized. Trainees are taught that these attitudes must be overmastered in order to take control of the subject and embed new feelings and thoughts. They must take control of your attitudes. This overmastering is done through selective verbal and nonverbal suggestions to be discussed later. Okay, representational systems. By these are meant the five senses: touch, taste, hearing, movement, smell. To these is added a sixth, digestive. A person is communicated with, motivated, controlled through manipulation of his senses, leading to hypnosis. Belief system. Hypnosis bypasses a person's set of principles, beliefs, and morals. It does this by instilling new ones. By hypnotic manipulation, these are incorporated with his present belief system with a proviso that they are to override them. Now, an important question here is, who decides which previous beliefs need to be eliminated? And who decides which new beliefs must take their place? That is the decision of the operator, not the one who's hypnotized. It's a decision of the operator who judges according to his own belief system. Sounds dangerous, doesn't it? But even if he may profess to be a Christian, his belief system has been damaged because he is under satanic influence by virtue of the fact that he's been willing to dabble in hypnotic procedures. We are told in the spirit of prophecy that anyone who controls the mind of another is himself under satanic control. Tabling. This is the process whereby the operator gets the subject to temporarily shelve his principles and belief system while the operator implants new ones. Quote, here, serpent-like, he imperceptibly creeps in to corrupt the work of God. This entering in of Satan through the sciences is well devised, through the channel of phrenology, psychology, mesmerism. He comes more directly to the people of this generation. He works with that power which is to characterize his efforts near the close of probation. Two selected messages, 351. Now, here are several basic introductory terms. Mechanized. Operator trainees are taught to regard the subject, the one to be hypnotized, as a machine to be manipulated or an animal to be trained. Subconscious or unconscious. The dreamlike state of one during REM sleep. You know what REM sleep is, probably. It occurs when a person is dreaming. Whereas the classical hypnotist seeks to manipulate the subject by first placing him in a hypnotic sleep, the Ericksonian NLP operator tries to control him by inducing a state of wakefulness that is somewhat dreamy. During that time, the logical mind tends to be lulled into an acquiescent state, and it is easier to implant new feelings and thoughts. Altered mental state. This is another name for being hypnotized. Another word that is used for trance. Relaxation techniques. This is a basic precondition to all hypnotic induction. It may take the form of suggested visualization or so-called meditation. What is actually done is to turn the thoughts inward, so the operator can bring the subject into a hypnotic state and change his thinking. Embedding, also called implantation or implanting. This is the placing of new concepts, attitudes, and belief systems in the mind of the subject. This is the goal of all lab and NLP activity. Induced state. Another word for hypnotic state or hypnosis. Induction. The act of inducing a hypnotic state. Induction model. The induction model is the Ericksonian method of inducing hypnosis. as modified somewhat by Grinder and Bandler. You will note that the professionals are embarrassed to have it known that what they are doing is hypnotizing people. So most of the time they call it by different names. Quote, the theory of mind, controlling mind, is originated by Satan. To introduce himself as the chief worker, to put human philosophy where divine philosophy should be. No man or woman should exercise his or her will to control the senses or reason of another, so that the mind of the person is rendered passively subject to the will of the one who is exercising the control. This science may appear to be something beautiful, but it is a science which you are in no way to handle. Unquote. Medical Ministry 111-112. The objective is to change people into animals by taking over their minds. The discipline of a human being who has reached the years of intelligence should differ from the training of a dumb animal. The beast is taught only submission to its master. For the beast, the master is mind, judgment, and will. Mind, will, conscience are under the control of another. It is not God's purpose that any mind should be thus dominated. Those who weaken or destroy individuality assume a responsibility that can result only in evil. That's Education 288. Now here are five key phrases which describe what the operator is especially watching for. First, nonverbal behavior. This is everything the subject does, not including what he says. That behavior is mimicked or induced by the operator in an effort to control him. If he goes like this, then the operator will go like that. If he sort of rubs his head like this, he will rub his head also. More on this later. Verbal behavior. This is using the manner in which the subject responds verbally as a means of checking on the progress of the mental takeover. Language patterns. This refers to the words themselves. That which the subject says is an indication of his attitudes, his hopes, his fears, his belief systems. These are noted in order to find the best avenues to dominate and control him. Accessing cues, also simply called cues. These are both verbal and nonverbal. As he proceeds, the operator notes words, phrases, intonations, facial expressions, gestures, body language, which indicate when to proceed to the next step in overpowering the will and the mind of the subject. Of special significance in the NLP system, are eye accessing cues. These are indications in the eyes of the subject which give the operator additional information. Beware, my friend, beware. For thousands of years, quote, Satan has been experimenting upon the properties of the human mind, and he has learned to know it well. By his subtle workings in these last days, he is linking the human mind with his own, imbuing it with his thoughts. And he is doing this work in so deceptive a manner that those who accept his guidance know not that they are being led by him at his will. The great deceiver hopes so to confuse the minds of men and women that none but his voice will be heard. Medical Ministry 111. So we know from that it's Satan's objective to drown out every other voice, every other mind, and take control of yours all by himself. And then wring it like you'd wring a dishcloth, and let all the water go out. He wants to take you and turn you into an animal. Now here are four key concepts you will want to note. First, verbal confusion. This is unclear terminology and grammatical structures used to induce confusion in the mind of the subject, so he'll be more pliable and easily affected by hypnotic suggestions. It is easier to control a confused person. And you think about that a minute. You know, actually, people with PhDs, they use the big words. Then you get confused. You don't know what that big word is, and you feel a little awed by it. And so then you think, well, he must know them more than I do. Watch out for these people that try by one means or another to confuse you. Fogging. This is dampening earlier belief systems through verbal confusion or emotional crossover. The objective is to get the subject mixed up. So he tends to distrust his own feelings, his recollections of reality, his proper beliefs. Then there are fantasies. Fantasies are considered very important. The hypnotists find it easier to overcome a dreamy person. Ericksonian NLP operators are the most successful when they can get the subject to begin imaginatively thinking about other times and places. They'll tell you to meditate, to imaginatively think about an experience. These may be earlier events in one's life, faraway places, earlier events in history. Now, all of this is fine when you are going to sleep at night, perfectly normal, but not when you are in the presence of a trained professional counselor who's been being worked on by the devil. Imaginative, dream-like representations are suggested in order to more quickly move the subject into a hypnotic state. The subject is told to visualize pictorial situations, other places, earlier events in his life. He's instructed to imaginatively change situations and events. This puts him into a dreamlike condition of mind. Then there is storytelling. Milton Erickson found that he could rather quickly place people into a waking trance simply by telling them a boring story. Now, although disinterested because they were polite, they sat there while their minds tended to wander and slip out of alertness into a quasi-dreamlike condition. Ever been in a situation like that? Don't be anymore. Quote, it is dangerous for anyone, no matter how good a man he is, to endeavor to influence another human mind to come under the control of his mind. Let me tell you that the mind cure is a satanic science. Already, you have gone far enough in it to endanger seriously your future experience. Unless you can see that Satan is the mastermind who has devised this science, it will not be as easy a matter as you suppose to separate from it, root and branch. The whole philosophy of this science is a masterpiece of satanic deception. For your soul's sake, cut loose from everything of this order. Every time you put into the mind of another person ideas concerning this science, that you may gain control of his mind, you are on Satan's ground, decidedly cooperating with him. For your soul's sake, break loose from this snare of the enemy. Two selected messages, 349, 350.